The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
Fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. To a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. It is time for Dan and Maz Weekends. You might be a little frazzled. Your clock should have automatically skipped ahead an hour.
Oh, that is true, Maz. Actually, if you're waking up and you're saying to yourself, I feel a little bit tireder than usual.
It feels like it's 6 a.m. It is 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, we promise.
Either that or you're up all night partying, celebrating one of the greatest wins of sporting history.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it wonderful? Oh,
you certainly enjoyed the game, Dan.
Emotional, Maz. It was so emotional. I was tweeting all in capitals.
That is intense.
I'm
tweeting.
I'm exhausted. I'm wrecked. Afterwards, we played kick to kick, and now my whole body's sore from physical activity.
Did you? I know you get so get really caught up, and obviously, it's the pinnacle being the grand final.
It was phenomenal, Maz.
Did you shed a tear?
Oh, after the match, when Luke Beveridge put the medal around the neck. If people don't know, Luke Beveridge is the coach of the Bulldogs, and this is their, you know, it's their fairy tale victory and their talisman, their sort of captain, star player, basically the heart of the team. Couldn't play this season with injury, Bob Murphy. And Luke Beveridge put the medal around his neck and is like, this one's for you. It was one of the most amazing moments. And all my friends, we all just kind of looked at each other and we're like, life's good, yeah?
Yeah.
The world's a nice place.
Oh, it's so good.
It was amazing.
So good. Congrats to the lads.
And you get another one today. Hopefully Cronulla can get their first ever grand final as well. Wow. Yes.
And we have 2 hours of fun planned for you Sunday morning.
Yeah, we do, Maz.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the encyclopedia of awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best tuck shop food?
What canteen food? School canteen food?
Gotta be careful saying that quickly.
What the tuck shock?
Tuck shop food. This is
now,
inspired.
Oh, I can't believe you said that, Maz. Now you've cursed me. I'm gonna slip up.
Oh, sorry, mate.
The Encyclopedia of Awesome is our document and we list the best of everything and you guys vote on it. So today, yeah, you'll be calling and tweeting for the best tuck shop food. What is inspired, Mazzy?
It's inspired by, do you remember Sunny Boys?
Sunny Boys. Honestly, my answer is no.
Oh, is this because you grew up in Perth and it wasn't a thing?
I think there might be an East Coast thing. I think in Perth we called them freezers.
Oh, right.
I think so.
The concept of Sunny Boy is it's an icy pole, but it was in a really cool package.
Yeah, like a
triangular.
Prism. Yeah, like a tetrahedron.
And it was a staple in the canteen at the school that I went to, which was in New South Wales, which is why I called it a canteen, probably. And a staple of my childhood and no longer.
Yeah.
Well, Sunny Boys.
They're extinct.
They're actually completely done. The Daily Drinks Company have discontinued it, and they didn't even give us a heads up. They just sent out a press release going, oh, you know those Sunny Boys? Yeah, we stopped making them a few weeks ago, soz.
Maybe it's hype. Maybe they're taking
No, it's not hype.
They're going to bring it back later.
No. It's like they're done. I think sales have declined. You know, everyone's quitting sugar.
Oh, even in schools.
100% in schools.
Far out, millennials,
even
eh?
In schools.
It's like the most sugary place in the world.
It really is, and it really shouldn't be. That is why this morning, I mean, it's a bit of a throwback to your school canteen or your tuck shop. But what was the best thing going on in your tuck shop? 13 10 60, you can call us or you can leave a message or
I'll throw
on our Facebook.
One that I used to love, and I want to explain what it is because it sounds a little weird, but I love this thing, right? It was called a chicken and corn roll, right?
Okay. But it doesn't sound that complicated.
No, but it wasn't like a bread roll with chicken and corn in it, right? It was like
a chicken roll with chicken and corn in it.
Nah, if you think of like a schnitzel, like a chicken schnitzel, right?
Right.
Like it was like a long, thin chicken schnitzel, right?
But a thin schnitty.
With dots of corn in it for like a sweet vegetable flavour as well.
So it would have looked like a vomit.
No, it looked like a long, thin schnitzel and like a McDonald's hash brown, but it was made of chicken and corn.
That actually sounds delicious.
It was. It was great. It was oily. It was greasy. It was fantastic. But a little bit of corn in, so mum would be like, oh, it must be healthy because it's got vegetables in it. That's what we all thought in the night.
Would you douse it in sauce?
Oh, I'm not really a sauce man, Matt.
You're not a condiments guy, are you?
No, I'd rather have like a nice red wine jus.
When you're 8 years old at the tuck shop.
Yeah, it's like...
Excuse me, miss, can I have some red wine jus?
It's like the movie Ratatouille at my school canteen. They're like, oh monsieur.
Me.
What would the little gentleman be having this morning?
Oh, wow. That is so you.
No, it's not. No.
Okay, so... So what were they called? Chicken and corn roll.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, anyway, 13, 10, 60, heaps on our Facebook. You can tweet us as well, at Dan and Maz.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something away into the encyclopedia of all.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in
the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
What's the best tuck shop food?
131060 or tweet us at Dan and Maz or get on our Facebook because whatever you decide, Australia gets locked in forever into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. It's inspired by the... death of the Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boy is no longer.
Goodbye, Sunny Boy.
Hey, Daniel on our Facebook just sent us a message, actually. He says, hi, I'm with Dan on the chicken and corn rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Had two every morning at high school with my strawberry oak.
A double whammy.
And a strawberry oak. Controversial flavour of milk.
Oh, strawberry milk is a strange flavour, isn't it? It's a bit saccharine sweet. a lot of people on the Facebook actually, Maz. Jessica has said deep fried Mars bars.
Yes!
Far out.
Oh, we didn't have those at our school tuck shop. That would have been amazing.
Oh, Jessie, the good old pizza rounder.
Oh, there's such good stuff.
Nicole has said cheese twisties on a buttered roll.
Yeah, that's a fantastic option.
That sounds terrifying.
I assume that that's a self-made thing, that you buy the chicken twisties and just a plain white roll with butter.
Yeah, or they
and
forgot,
then you mash them together.
They forgot to allocate enough budget to the tuck shop and they're like, I'll just go to the vending machine and shove some twisties in a roll.
That'll do. We've got Jesse on 131060. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey,
Jesse. Hey, babe. What is the best tuck shop food?
I just want to say a classic meat pie. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's very Australian. But, you know, I reckon...
It is. You're right.
What do you reckon a meat pie goes for in a tuck shop these days? Back in the day, it'd be like $1.20.
I'm going to say, like, it's got to be around the $3.50 mark.
All right.
Surely.
Back in my day, right, a treat, I would get my birthday lunch. My mum would say, here's $3, Daniel.
What did you get with your three bucks, mate?
I get a meat pie. It was about $1.30.
No sauce.
A meat pie, a chocolate cookie, a chocolate chip cookie, and a chocolate milk. And they would all come in at around about just over $2.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes. Yes.
And then would you sit in the playground and and eat the meat pie how you do these days, where you cut around the pastry and you sort of deconstruct the meat pie and eat all the pastry
last.
First
yeah,
and then all the filling last. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Hey, Gemma.
Hey, mate. What is the best tuck shop food?
Oh, it's got to be a chicken burger.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, how's the chicken done? Is it a like a crumbed chicken?
Yeah,
yeah, like
schnitty.
A crumb crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Schnitty
that's
chicken,
pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff. It's no grilled chicken sandwiches or burgers.
No, none of that healthy
of
stuff.
That.
Go away, Jamie Oliver.
Belinda.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the best tuck shop food, babe?
Well, apart from the Sunny Boy, it's got to be Sam Boy salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, yes. Sam Boy. I remember those. Didn't they have atomic tomato chips?
They
were
did.
Good.
They
we always
did.
Used to have off-brand chips. Like, they wouldn't
what
be the ones that
like,
you'd
not
see
the
at
cool
Coles.
Ones.
Yeah, they'd be like, tuck shop's own salt and vinegar chips. You'd be like, oh. And they were like some sweet potato. So, oh, why are you trying to be healthy?
Andrew, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Andrew.
Yeah, we're really good. What's the best tuck shop food, mate?
Dim sim roll.
Ah. Andrew,
that
did you
good.
Grow up in Victoria?
I definitely did, yes.
That sounds very Victorian. Trevor said the same thing. He said deep fried dim sims with soy sauce.
Yum, yum. Brooke.
Dimmy.
Yes.
Hello. Best tuck shop
you?
Food. Oh, great. Really
good.
Hungry now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the chocolate buddy.
What's a chocolate
Ooh.
Buddy?
Sounds like a buddy
it was,
I need.
No, you don't. It was carob.
Oh, no.
They were like a little white paper bag of chocolate buddies.
Oh, that was awful. No, Brooke, you're trolling us.
Yeah,
You're trolling. You're taking the piss, Brooke.
Brooke?
No, they took the piss out of us kids because
Seriously?
We thought that they were chocolate.
You had jerks running your tuck shop.
Bit her mouth of brown dust. Oh.
Carob!
Danica has tweeted and said, I agree with Dan. Chicken and corn roll all the way. They are bloody amazing. Yes, they are, Danica.
Can we buzz out to Blake and see what's going on?
All right. The segment now. Blake, in the phone room, the segment rests entirely in your hands.
Love the pressure.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Have you got an honourable mention, Blakey?
Yeah, I like the deep-fried Mars bar just because, you know, I didn't have it at school. And
neither
did
I.
Yeah, so you're jealous. All right. Guys, do you know that last night Blake slept in a laundry? That's a fun fact about Blake's life.
Really?
Isn't it?
Really.
It's true, isn't it?
I shared that with you in confidence.
Yeah, well, now Australia knows. That's why you sound a bit dusty.
God. So if you call up this morning...
I mean, technically, though, it was on a box in a laundry.
Yeah, so quite glamorous, quite salubrious.
That's I mean, it's correct. Practically glamping, Blake.
So if you call up on 131060 and you have a chat with Blake in the phone room, just say, hey, you slept in the laundry, you drongo. Give him a bit of a ribbon.
You guys want the winner or what?
What's the winner, Blake?
Winner is Sam Boy salt and vinegar chips.
Okay, then we'll log it in.
So the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
Some sort of vinegar chippies.
...is the best...
I think you can get a tuck shop.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I haven't spoken about my mother, Mama's Eats, for a little while. She's kind of been off the radar a bit, actually.
Why?
Well... Mama's Eats is currently travelling through France with one of her mates.
I thought thought Mama Zeets was about to come into the room just then.
No, she's not. But
seems we are now in France.
We are in France.
And we gotcha. We gotcha. Because sometimes when Maz talks about her mum, Mama Zeets,
she pops in.
She does. She sticks her head in.
But that would be impossible because she is in France.
Yes. But we are in France now. Can you not tell because of the music in the background?
But
and I am wearing my beret.
I need some help decoding her WhatsApp messages. And Dan, I thought, you know what? You're a Frenchman.
I am a Frenchman, Maz. I have a French passport, legally French.
You are legally French.
Legally French.
I thought perhaps, you know, you could help me out here.
Okay.
Help me decode my Mama Zeets messages.
All right. Okay. When did she go to France? When did she go?
Like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a month, maybe 3 weeks.
Your Mama Zeets has just turned into a real backpacker in her later years, hasn't she?
She really has.
She's just constantly gap yearing now.
She really is. So she's over there with her friend Muriel. Who is actually French. But some of these messages are just a little bit strange-o.
Okay.
So she has said, traveling by train today, not sure of that word, to Montpellier. Is that a place?
Montpellier. That's in the south. Rugby town.
Okay. So from what I can ascertain.
Hi, Dan DeBoo, Frenchman. G'day.
M's sister. So now she's referring to her friend as M all of a sudden. And for one second, I was like, is she traveling with Madonna?
Yeah, or.
Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, yeah.
So M's sister lives there, so they're crashing at M's sister's house, which is cool. Mm. Then she had a birthday recently, and she said, birthday was lovely, spent at Toulouse.
Yep, south again.
Great rugby team
in Toulouse. Oh, sorry, Toulouse-Lautrec.
Lautrec, oh, what is
an
that?
Artist. That's an artist. French painter, Toulouse-Lautrec.
So maybe a museum, is that a thing?
Oh, because Mama Zeets is sick for a bit of cultural experience, isn't she?
Well, then she's written M cooked quail.
Oh, yummy. Miniature game bird.
Her little birthday dinner. Then I believe she's not yet in Paris. So the next message was, because I was like, great, you know, enjoy your birthday. Let me know when you're, you know, back online or whatever. So instead of saying that she is in Paris, she's not yet in Paris.
Mm.
She's heading to Grenoble.
Ooh, Maz Compton. Yep.
Is that a place?
Yep.
Tom, which is her abbreviation for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't think I've been to Tom. I know Tom is a type of fancy French cheese, Tom de Savoie, but.
Or your brother's on the trip.
Oh,
with
yeah,
them.
My sure bro. He'll... Yeah, he might be there.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Mama Zeets. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, let's go get a steak.
Then she's going to Brittany. And then eventually to Paris. And she said the Wi-Fi is scarce.
That means she doesn't want to talk to you.
Wi-Fi is scarce. We'll have to connect from cafes, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last message that she has sent, and this is a puzzler, there's no text at all. It's a video message.
Yeah.
And the video is, it's a 15-second video of an old man dancing to Billie Jean in a garage, and he stacks it at the end of the video. And there's no explanation!
Maz, you've got a new stepdad.
So, look, Mama Zeets, I mean, she's obviously having a great time in France. She had a wonderful birthday, and I cannot wait for her to check in. I mean, maybe she'll give us a call.
Well, maybe she'll be bringing us an exciting gift on her return, like a little souvenir, a little miniature Eiffel
Tower. Do you know what she usually buys? Which
Here we
is
go.
Like, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
She usually buys me a scarf.
Oh.
But I don't wear scarves.
Oh.
I know. So maybe I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah, I will. I'll wear it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I've got to talk about the weather.
No.
Hot topic.
No.
I mean, no.
We're not talking about the weather, Maz. We're talking about natural disasters.
Well, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, this is. This is an extreme scenario. You say you talk about the weather, people think you're going to be like, no, that's been unseasonably warm, hasn't it? Whereas really, I mean, gosh, anyone listening to us in South Australia is bloody thankful for the fact that they can hear us.
Well, that's true because there were blackouts all across South Australia during the week. It was pretty intensive stuff, the old storms that went ripped through
the state. How do you reckon
you'd
cope in a blackout, Maz?
Do you know what? At my house, My boyfriend and I always burn candles in the evening, so we'd be fine. We don't actually usually have the lights on.
What are you, like, sacrificing a goat or something?
not during the week, not Monday to Friday. No, and so it would just mean, like, couldn't Netflix and chill. So we'd probably play Scrabble, if you know what I mean.
I have a backup power pack for my phone, like an external battery. You know those ones that you can plug in? So I'd be good too.
Because you could still internet.
Yep. Although, would the internet work? Yeah, the internet lives in the sky. That'd be fine.
No. Oh, hang on. On your phone, you could use the internet, but you couldn't use the home, like your naked DSL or whatever you've got going on there.
Basically, Maz, we'd both be able to cope. So, really,
we would be able to cope, but other people aren't as prepared for the old blackout.
Did you see the headlines? I got a bit fired up about this one where they were saying that the reason there were a lot of headlines and a lot of people, even Malcolm Turnbull and stuff, said, oh, it's because they rely too much on wind power. They rely too much on wind power, and that's why they've had these storms. If only they use coal, black, delicious, lovely, polluting coal, then we wouldn't have had this problem. And
then
I
there'd
said
be
that,
no blackout.
I heard that. And I thought, come on, guys, come on. If I know one thing from SimCity 2000, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your power plant is. If it's not rigged up to power lines, you're going to get little flashing lightning bolts all over your city. Okay? That's what's going to happen. It doesn't matter.
That's what you've learned.
It can be a coal power plant. It can be a wind turbine. But if the power lines go down, which is what happened, all the power lines got shot down with lightning, right?
Yes.
If that happens, you're in the poo, so. SimCity 2000, Malcolm.
You're definitely left in the dark, that is for sure.
Yep.
What I would love to discuss on 131060 is the craziest thing that you've seen during a storm. And this is because when we were discussing this and I was like, oh, you know what, I feel bad for all the South Australians who had to sort of, you know, deal with, and the cleanup, right? So you're dealing with the blackout situation, so you're like managing stuff. Then you've got the cleanup because things get shifted from one place to the next in extreme weather, in extreme storms. And it reminded me of, this was in Sydney. It's got to be a decade ago. There were some gnarly storms going on. And I was heading into work at a ridiculous hour of the morning. It was probably 3:30 in the morning. Not a lot of cars on the road, but cray weather. And I legit saw a wheelie bin fly across the road.
Wow.
Like, it was so terrifying. It was much like...
Are you sure it was a wheelie bin? It wasn't like, you know.
No, it was a wheelie bin. It was a wheelie bin, I promise.
Okay, all right.
It was much like in The Wizard of Oz. Like, that is the extremity of the weather and the wind that was going on that morning that it picked up. Obviously, it was an empty wheelie bin, but still a wheelie bin flew across the street, across the road in front of my car.
Maz, we're lucky to have you.
I was unharmed during the incident.
Imagine if you'd been killed by a flying wheelie bin.
That'd
what
be
a way
great
to go.
Story. What a great headline. What a great headline that would have been.
Yeah, she died doing what she loved.
Driving to work.
Driving to work, yeah. Commuting. It was one of her key passions. All right, 131060. What is the craziest thing that you've seen in a storm, right? Because storms are basically like nature getting up to mischief.
It is.
It's like a big old stitch up. It's a stitch up by Mother Nature, right? What kind of stuff has she done to you?
Craziest thing you've seen in a storm, 131060. We'll talk to you next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We want to know if you've seen something pretty cray during an epic storm. Our friends in South Australia over the last week have been battling with blackouts and disasters and hectic weather. And we thought, surely there's been something insane that someone's witnessed.
They wouldn't have seen much because it was pitch black out there. Did you see the TV ratings? Like, the day of the storm, the TV ratings, literally zero. Came out there to say, zero. Imagine if that was like the day that your big show, like Zoe Foster-Blake, The Wrong Girl, like that was like the day her show premiered.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to piss you off, isn't it?
That would be frustrating.
Imagine everyone segment of the country couldn't even watch your show.
Everyone would have to catch up on 10 play when the old electricity was back on, you
but
know?
They'd be like, oh, geez, your ratings weren't that great on your premiere, love. And you'd be like, oh, come on, you crazy suit. Like, half the country was blacked out.
Yeah.
They probably all would have watched. Put an extra million on. That's the biggest premiere in TV history.
It really was. Okay, Maya has called up on 131060. Anyway, we're after the craziest thing that you have seen.
We're not here to talk about TV ratings.
During a storm.
What can ratings teach you anyway? Are ratings really that important?
I don't think so. Nah, they're not even real.
Yeah. Unless you're rating well, in which case they're really important.
Well, no, if you're winning, they're real.
Yeah.
Otherwise, meet up.
Good bit of media showbiz chat, Maz.
Maya, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate.
Really good. You seen something crazy during a storm? What was it?
Yeah, about 3 years back, there were really bad winds in Gippsland and I was driving about 100 k's an hour on a one-lane road and this huge branch bigger than my windscreen straight fell onto my car just on the windscreen and it was just, really scary.
Did it stop the car? I'm just really liking
to be alive.
Did the branch go through the windscreen or did it bounce off?
It didn't. Oh, it didn't go, so I was lucky, but it was just a really big scare and just going that fast, yeah.
Lucky you don't have a convertible.
Yeah, that's right.
Although if it was a storm, you probably would have put the hood up.
You would have put it up. Yeah, or you just wouldn't drive.
Yeah. Well, no, she was driving.
Thank you, Maya.
Jeez.
Crackers.
G'day, how you going?
Good, Crackers.
So good, Crackers.
How's things? Good?
Yeah, things are great. Have you seen something crazy during a storm, Crackers?
Me and my cousin have, yes. Back in 1990, up on the Sunshine Coast.
All right.
What happened? What was it?
Now we know where and when, so you've really set the scene, Crackers.
There was a cyclone up north, and we were getting the tail end of it, so it was bloody stormy and foggy and everything, and me and my cousin were walking down the road and could hear this bloke or see this person coming towards us, and the closer he got, the bigger he was, and he was wearing the old fisherman's bloody hat and big coat.
Yep, yep.
And he walked straight past us, mate, and me and my cousin just looked at each other and turned around and looked, and he was gone.
Crackers. Are you suggesting that the fisherman was a ghost?
Yes, absolutely.
You think you saw a ghost?
No, I did. Me and my cousin, we did. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now,
it's a folk legend back in Noosaville.
Oh, wow.
Crackers. It's been seen by quite a few people.
Crackers.
Yeah. Yep.
Was it limited visibility in the storm?
It was, yeah. It was foggy, and I mean, mate, it was bloody hailing cats and dogs, as they used to say. And
can I ask a question, Crackers?
Sure.
Does the ghost have a name? Like you said, it was folklore.
No, mate, we didn't talk to him. We just saw him. He walked past us. He walked past us, and me and my cousin go, wow, that's different. We stopped, and we turned around, and he was gone.
Mate, you had an encounter with the Noosa angler.
If I saw a ghost, I'd want to ask a question. Like, I'd definitely try.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Next time, maybe.
Get the chance to.
Yeah, if I get the chance, I totally would. I mean, it would have been absolutely windy, though. I get it. Crackers, that's an awesome story, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. No, my pleasure. You have a great day.
Thanks Crackers.
Thanks, mate.
One more.
Matho!
How are you going?
Good,
really
Matho.
Good, mate. Have you seen something crazy during a storm, Matho?
Oh.
Your phone's gone.
Are you in a storm now, Matho? Should have got out on crash.
Is that better?
Oh, that's better, mate.
What have you seen in the storm, Matho?
The sharks beating them.
Oh. It's an NRL reference, Maz. He's doing a sports reference. Matho's a bloody stitch up. Oh, good topical humour, Matt.
Dan and Maz Weekends. You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, it's Dan and Maz Weekends, and clocks did skip forward an hour. So if you're just waking up, we're halfway through the show.
Yeah, but no one has a clock anymore. Everyone has their iPhone and just automatically
I know, that's
forward.
True. But maybe you're a bit dazed and confused because you might be technically up an hour early.
Correct. That's why you feel a bit weird right now.
So you might just be going, oh, geez, it's a bit rough getting out of bed this morning. Well, that's why. I'm just trying to explain that.
Maybe you just partied a little too hearty after one of the greatest sporting victories I've ever seen. I've got to say, I am actually feeling it after the grand final as well, Maz. I put in a bit of an effort myself. We did a bit of kick-to-kick after the game because all my friends were all so full of adrenaline. And, the old shoulders are a bit sore. I was a bit of a Liam Picken myself, taking a big old grab. I took a big old grab.
Did you?
Yeah. And one of my friends said to me, Dan, you should come down and play the social footy that we do.
No, they didn't.
No, they did. So maybe, Maz, I could.
And you went, did you say social? Sorry, not happening.
I love socialising.
Online.
Just prefer to do it over a board game. No, maybe, Maz, maybe at the age of 31, I might have finally found the sport that I'm talented at. It might be social AFL, maybe. Who knows?
Watch this space.
That would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Well, that is what we're doing next. It is our favourite segment, You're Unbelievable.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for your unbelievable stories.
You're unbelievable.
These are the stories that when you tell people them, they just don't believe you because they're so outrageous, but we promise that we'll believe you.
You're so unbelievable.
Blow our minds with your unbelievable stories. 131060, here are some we've got in the past.
You're unbelievable.
I saw a car go underneath the trailer.
Optimus Prime kind of trailer.
Yeah, swerved to avoid a head-on and went underneath the trailer and come out the other side.
You're so unbelievable.
I had dinner with Vanilla Ice at the Hard Rock Cafe in 1991.
After the meal, did he order ice cream?
Oh. Probably not.
You're unbelievable.
Mum and her brother, they were driving along the road and there was a cardboard box in the middle of the road. He broke out in like a cold sweat and he slammed on the brakes and swerved around the box. When they got out of the car, there was two kids playing inside the box.
Oh,
wow.
That's why you should get your kids a Game Boy.
Yeah. You're so unbelievable.
I took my mum's boy toys to show and tell one year in primary school, and when I tell my friends, no one believes me.
Wait. When you say boy toys...
You're unbelievable.
Come on, 131060, you know you've got a story inside you. It's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you and you're dying to tell all of Australia about it.
Yeah, we've got one actually. This is happened in North Dakota. There was a bit of a heckler on a golf course. So he was heckling a couple of the European golfers, Rory McIlroy and Andy Sullivan. So they'd missed about six straight putts. And so old mates in the crowd just heckling away.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Somebody
brought him down onto the green to prove that he could make the shot. And he did it.
You're unbelievable.
He did it. And the video's on our Twitter. It's so good, Mazzy.
It is actually unbelievable. You go, no, he did not. And he did. It's so good. All right, 131060, your unbelievable stories.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for your unbelievable story.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, love this segment. Give us a story that's going to blow our minds, make us say, that's unbelievable.
You're so unbelievable.
131060 is the number Ryan's called through. Hey, mate. Ryan.
Let's go. Have we got Ryan? There he is.
Hey, Ryan, what's your unbelievable story?
Okay, so I was in Barbados on a surf trip. I'd been surfing all day and I went to the ATM, grabbed out equivalent to $1,000 cash.
Whoa, hello, Barbados, $1,000. What kind of a lifestyle are you living, Ryan?
Standing there and kind of just a bit absent-minded, it's been in the sun all day. Walked away, forgot to take the money, hopped in the car and, you know, drove off. That 2 hours later realised, and I've gone, you're kidding me. Went back to the ATM, money's gone. Oh, well, I blew the dough. About 3 days later, I'm on the other side of the island at a completely different ATM, And I said to my wife, we need to stop and get that money. So I walked into the ATM. It's one of those ones in the Caribbean that you can drive right up to. It was pouring with rain. Jumped out of the car, jumped in, went into the ATM. As I walked in, a guy walked past me and just kind of smiled at me, a big rasta, kind of just smiled at me, acknowledged me, and I just walked past him, went to put my card into the ATM, and before I did, I looked down, and in the dispenser was the exact amount of money that I'd taken out 3 days before, and just done exactly
You're
the same
unbelievable.
Thing.
Okay. So what did you do? Did you try and find the guy or what?
Everyone passed me.
Was this just
question.
The universe? Did the universe just equal out and you weren't asking any questions?
Exactly, man. I looked around.
Security.
They have security guards standing inside the ATMs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he kind of looked at me and I just went, nah, this is too good to be true. So life had evened itself out, so I was happy, you know?
That is an unbelievable story.
We got Blake.
That's so good.
On 131060. Blake, hit us with an unbelievable story.
All right. Well, I was out in the ocean fishing with my dad, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were fishing for probably about half an hour. We were catching heaps of fish.
Yeah, great.
And a snapper they were. And I heard my phone ringing in my pocket. So as I pulled it out, it slipped out of my hands and it's fallen into the water.
Oh.
And it was sinking down. I could see it. It was still ringing as it was sinking. And then I couldn't see it anymore. And then about an hour later, I hooked this big fish. And when I got it in the boat, I could see something down its throat.
No.
Kind of choking. Yeah. And then, so I looked in its mouth and my phone was in its throat.
You're unbelievable.
Maybe mobile phones are the best kind of bait.
So I've pulled it out and it wasn't working anymore.
Oh.
It's in water.
Of course it wasn't working.
Oh.
But you got your phone back.
Yeah, but, it was broken. So.
What does it matter? I guess it's cool. It's exciting to get it back, but I was really hoping that it was still working. I'm too greedy, Maz. I guess I'm too greedy with the unbelievable stories.
I'm so skeptical that that happened.
Oh, I want to, but we've got to believe.
I know we have to believe
we
it.
We have
but
to believe it. That's how
that
the segment works.
That is the first story in. We've been doing this segment for a couple of years now. That's one of the first stories that I'm like, I reckon Blake's just BSing a bit.
No, I reckon I've had many stories in this segment where I've thought that.
No, like when somebody rang up and said that they saw a pelican eating a chihuahua, I was like, of course that happened. Like, no question at all. But. Nah. The fish swallowing the phone and then him hooking it. I don't know.
Maz.
I believe you, though.
We have to believe.
I believe you, Blake.
All right, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, Shaz.
Sharon, have you got a story? It happened to you that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I drove somebody else's car home from Chadston Shopping Centre.
You're unbelievable.
As in you, how did your keys work in someone
it's
else's?
It's the same type of car.
Same type of car.
Same type of car, just someone else's.
When I got nearly home, I thought, it's I don't like have it. A yellow fuzzy dice hanging from the middle of my mirror.
Josh, what did you do?
No, can we just stop? Well, can any key open any car? Am I dumb for not knowing this?
No, not necessarily. But that, first of all, like that car could have been left unlocked. So Sharon could have gone over.
Did you hotwire it?
It was locked, but I took the car back to Chatty and parked it where I thought it might have been parked. And then found my car.
Oh, Sharon. That's
very scary driving back to from Oakley to Chatty because I'm thinking, I don't want to have an accident.
Oh, from the other, do you realise, like, from the other point of view, that story is also really funny because you can imagine someone who's like, I swear I bloody parked the car here.
And then somewhere else.
And they've gone around looking for it and they've come back and it's there. And
Sharon,
they've gone.
Did you ever find the owner of the car that you...
Dice hanging, I do not get in it.
If there's fluffy dice, wrong way, go back.
I totally believe that happened.
That's great.
That's amazing. Well done, guys.
Yeah, I believe that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that one I'm on
the
board.
The phone, though, I'm not so sure about.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
All right, 131060, who's your mum's cool friend?
Cool friend.
Give us a call. let us set it up and tell you why we're doing it. But start anything or just call now if you've got your mum has like a cool friend and you're always like, and I'm not like, you know, one of her gal pals is kind of cool. Like,
No.
Even if she's got like you're like, one of my mum's best mates is like my age and like just mad cool.
Yeah. We want to hear about
Has your mum got a cool friend?
What's the inspiration?
It's inspired by Julia Gillard, Prime Minister, well, ex-Prime Minister. Prime Minister for life?
Former.
Do you say ex-Prime Minister? Or do you say, because with Olympians, you say Olympian Ian Thorpe. You don't say
no,
former
No, I think
Olympian.
You say former Prime Minister.
Yeah, former Prime Minister. Anyway, you all know who she is. She ran the country for a bit. She is best mates with Rihanna.
Rihanna's a pretty cool friend for Jules. Now, Julia Gillard isn't a mum, but...
No, but she's
mumsy.
Yeah, if you look at the picture of, like, Rihanna and Julia Gillard, you'd be like, who's that there? What's going on there? Who's Rihanna's mate? She's a bit like the mum of the nation as well, if you want to look at it that way.
That's a good way of putting it.
I just think she's got a mumsy vibe in this photo. It really does look like someone's mum and Rihanna just hanging out. It was for a sort of charity, gig in New York for Global Citizens Festival to raise awareness and money for education for vulnerable kids. So you can understand why the two of them were involved. Celebrities like to do charity stuff. There was a lot of acts playing, a lot of bands and stuff. But at the same time, ex-politicians like to do that sort of stuff too because they add a bit of political heft to it. So you can understand why the two of them come together. But they were tweeting each other. They were taking photos together. And I'm kind of like, man, that is a cool friend for someone who is a little bit mumsy, like Julia Gillard, to have. And
I loved one of the headlines I read. It said, new mates Rihanna and Julia Gillard hit the stage. And I never thought I would read the sentence, Julia Gillard hits the stage.
131060, right? Does your mum have a cool friend? Give us a call. Give us the examples. Because mums are funny in general, right?
But they really are.
When you add in, like, yeah, plus her mate is a mad party animal, give us the reasons why your mum's friend is a bit of a ledge.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to talk to you if your mum has a cool friend.
Yeah, it's inspired by the photo of Rihanna and Julia Gillard. You can see them posing together. It does literally look like the world's coolest pop star posing for a photo with someone's mum. And I love it. I bloody love it.
It is pretty cool. And they're, you know, it feels like that their friendship is going to be maintainable. They're tweeting each other.
Yep.
Like, I feel like their worlds collided because of a really great cause. But now, like, they're taking it next level.
I like to think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And in a way, as we said, Maz, she was kind of like the mother of our nation for a while there. So technically, even though she doesn't have kids, we can see her in a maternal light.
Totally.
Why the hell not? 131060. Does your mum have a cool friend?
We've got Milan. Hello.
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 Hey, tell us about your mum's cool friend.
Well, my mum's cool friend is called Jed Milden.
Yep.
So he's in the Nitro Circus.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Is that like when they do flips off motorbikes?
Yeah. So
yes. How did that happen?
Well, they grew up together and they've been best friends.
Wow.
Milan, would you say that you, like, your mum's pretty cool herself?
Well, that's debatable.
That was a very diplomatic answer. Well done on that. That was handled very well.
Does your mum, like, get around on dirt bikes or anything like that? Or is she not really? It was more the other guy who started doing that.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
That is the definition of mum's cool friend, is the person in Nitro Circus.
Oh, Jed from the circus is in town. We should catch up. What? Are you talking about Jed from... Nitro Circus. Yes, he rides those bikes around Milan. Please, come on, sit, please.
Not Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a different kind of
circus. That'd be pretty cool too, though.
That would actually be cool too.
Anyway, Bridget on 131060, has your mum got a cool friend?
Hey guys, you are not going to believe this.
Okay.
But
all right, come on.
Try it. Yeah. Try it.
The hype is real. The hype is real,
my
Bridget.
My mom is friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, she's not.
Yes. Can you believe it? It's amazing. So, like,
how?
They met at
how?
Like a convention because she used to do bodybuilding, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they met at a convention and sort of, like, got talking, swapped numbers, and then sort of, like, kept in touch, kind of, like, giving each other advice. Well, basically, Arnold was giving her advice on, like, how to do it.
Was that
awesome.
All he was giving her? Just
advice? I don't know.
I wasn't going to go there, Matt.
Wow. I'm
surprised, but hey, she's awesome.
That is so cool. So have you met Arnie because he's mates with your mum?
Listen, I haven't, but I've heard he's a pretty good dude.
Okay.
So hopefully one day, yeah.
That's cool. That is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I could say, yeah. I can imagine, like, watching, like, Terminator 2 with my dad and him being like, yeah, that's my mate. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yep, he's my mate. Like that sort of, you know, that boastful dad kind of thing. And then yeah. Mum just turning around and going, actually, Graham.
He just texted.
Yeah, he just messaged and he said he doesn't know you at all.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's almost time for us to get out of here. Before we do, though, here is the news you did not need to care about this week. News,
but what were the news stories you didn't need to care about?
This week, South Australia was entirely blacked out after some big old storms rocked the state and lightning took out the power lines.
Power has been cut to all of South Australia as wild storms lash the state. Can I get a
blackout? You might have read in the Fairfax papers that it was a result of SA's dependency on renewable energy, that if they'd stuck with coal, this wouldn't have happened. Now, guys, if I learned anything from SimCity 2000, it's that it doesn't matter what your power plants are, coal or wind, if you don't have your power lines working, you're gonna get little lightning bolts flashing everywhere. So I reckon you probably could have just ignored that story.
Meanwhile, in America,
it was debate week and everyone had a good old laugh at Hillary because while she posed for a pre-debate photo, the whole audience had their back to her, taking selfies.
Rather than receiving waves in return, she saw a large crowd with their backs turned toward her because they're all trying to take a selfie.
Well, to be honest, it wasn't a sign of millennial narcissism or selfie culture gone mad. Hillary actually asked everyone to get a selfie with her on your hill, which takes us to
candidate Trump.
After the debate, words spread that the Donald was deleting tweets from his account.
You're fired.
Well, to be fair to the orange one, he wasn't. It was all a hoax started by a Twitter user.
Sometimes stories are too good to be true.
And finally, in other hoax news you absolutely should ignore, do not drill a hole in your new iPhone.
It's very simple to do this, to add a headphone jack. So all you do is just drill.
Apparently this is a thing that people are doing. Drilling a hole in their expensive electronics. Seriously, people!
And that's the news you didn't need to care about this week. And there'll be a whole lot of news this week.
Yeah, but just look at it with your smart eyes on, not your gullible eyes, you know? Have a bit of a sniff. And if it smells like BS, just
don't
my bad.
Yeah.
Be a bit smart with what you consume.
Guys, yeah. Have an awesome Sunday.
Enjoy we'll the second grand final of the weekend.
Indeed, yes. We'll catch you next weekend.
Dan and Maz Weekends.